I'll say amen to the message. It's been good to be here, having the mind of Christ. And as Brother Paul said, as far as we know, we're not preparing for a funeral. It's an exciting time. It really is. It's a serious time, but it's exciting as well. The church needs help. The leadership needs help. We need more leaders. We need more people to help carry on the work of the church. So it's exciting, and it's something to look forward to as well. I'm not going to say much. I'm simply going to open it up to you as a congregation. If you have something you'd like to share this morning, I'll open it up and give you an opportunity to do so.
Thank you, Paul, for preaching for us and agreeing to that. And it was good to see you behind the pulpit again. So this is maybe not usually what I would share, but I was sitting here this morning, and Ruthann's sister is on her way to Columbus right now. She's not doing too good. So some of you know her. I know Rogers do. Her name's Lori, and it's been a rough 3 months. So if you think about it, pray for her today and pray for her mom and dad as they take her to Columbus. And her mom didn't go to bed last night until, well, this morning until 5 a.m. And yeah, if you think about it, pray for her and for the family. It's, yeah, we're not sure what's going on and what all is going to happen, but yeah, just pray for them.
Anyone else? All right, if not, I'm not going to drag it out much longer. Maybe Brother Lonnie, do you have a song we could sing, and then we'll have prayer after that?
Could we sing page 454? I had that on my agenda to sing that song, and I didn't get it done. It doesn't have to be all four verses if you don't want to do that.
Sweetness, come in thy fullness.
Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father God, we come before you one last time here this morning. Again, we thank you, we praise you for the opportunity to gather in your house this morning. We do thank you for the land of freedom with opportunities that as Christians we can still enjoy some of these freedoms that we have. God, thank you for that. God, I just pray that as we sang that last song, oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like you, that we would allow our hearts and our minds to be open and that we would allow you to shape us and mold us into what you would have for us to be. So God, as we go from here, I pray that our desire would be to grow more like you each and every day. God, as we go from here, I pray that you would grant us safety on the roadways as well. And I pray that as we go into this week, we would take it on with a sense of seriousness and understanding that what is coming up in the ordination is a time of seriousness, but it's also a time of rejoicing as well. We know the church needs leaders. We know the church needs help. And so, God, we thank you for that as well. God, here in closing as well, we also say a special prayer for Lori as she is being transferred, God, to a different hospital. God, I don't know everything in the situation, but would you just reach down and anoint her body in a very special way? And I pray that if it's not against your will, you would grant her healing and that she could have peace again. God, as we go from here this morning, grant us safety, and I pray that we would desire to be more like you. In your name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.